In the days before GPS or maps, you needed landmarks to find your way. Just south of Cherokee, Iowa, you'll find one such place. It's a spot that Native Americans used to find their way, as well as early pioneers. We'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Just south of Cherokee, Iowa, you'll find a landmark that has been guiding people for centuries.
Pilot Rock is a glacial erratic. It's Sioux Falls quartzite. It is a huge boulder that the glacier left on sort of the top of a hill.
Michelle Dieber-Kum is describing what is today known as Pilot Rock. It's about 20 feet high with a base about 40 feet by 60 feet.
And it is a rock that you can see for miles. It was kind of a landmark for Native Americans, for pioneers. It was just a good way to mark that you were in the right place.
The rock was quite well known early in American history. In fact, James Fenimore Cooper, the popular author of the day, referred to the rock in one of his novels in the 1820s. But by the 1860s, people had begun taking parts of the rock to use for foundations for buildings. A fan of Cooper's writings purchased the property to protect the natural landmark.
It has some geoglyphs on it from the Native Americans, some carving in the rock, some symbols that they've left.
The rock was a guide to the first peoples passing here, traveling the Little Sioux River. It was a guidepost along one's route. The story of the Native Americans who lived in this area is shared at the nearby Sanford Museum. It has an extensive collection covering a great expanse of time.
We have one of the largest archaeological collections in the state. It covers everything from Ice Age hunters. We have Mill Creek people, Oneota people, Great Oasis people. It's a kind of a succession of different groups.
While Pilot Rock is privately owned, there is a wayside area along the highway with picnic tables and display boards to share the history of the place, a point well known to travelers for centuries. Traveling the countryside at Pilot Rock near Cherokee, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.